Assalamu alaikum. This is your viewer, Brother Murad Muhammad, live on your Block Talk Radio, coming to you at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., pardon me. We had a little difficulties, and we don't understand why, but these things happen, brothers and sisters. And if you just bear with me, I have a group of people that would like to tune in, and therefore we will try to get them to come on the air. This is Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks, and of course I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. So I'm asking you just have a little patience and see if in fact that I'm able to do what I would like to do. Well, thank you very much. Give me a few minutes and I would believe I can have this all so, God willing. My brothers and sisters, we had a little difficulties, and it could come from we have a very important young lady that joined us here on conference call. And sometimes it's difficult. We have conference call is those who can speak to me directly, those who can ask me questions at their leisure. I do not program anyone whatsoever. I'm a type of person that I am known for live TV. And we have delay TV, and delay TV is not like live TV. Live TV allows you to speak your mind, your heart. You have to know what you're doing. And, of course, they pay you a great deal of money for live TV. And I specialize in producing my shows on ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, USA, Showtime, pay-per-view, closed circuit, ESPN, and et cetera, around the world. I've done it over 35 years, and I have to thank my Jewish brothers who taught me very well how to be a producer. And when you do that, I always like to use the metaphor of Jackie Gleason. Jackie Gleason never did anything take. He always did it live. And, of course, you make mistakes, but it's funny, and it allows you to, the audience don't know what they're going to see the next time that Jackie Gleason came on. And he's on for over 25 years, and you have that continuity when you bring ratings. They don't like the way you look, and surely they don't like us. We're African Americans. But if you can produce, if you can produce, they will allow you to continue. Now, Oprah Winfrey is known for ABC, 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 ABC. And she couldn't go anywhere else because if you do so, they'll come together and block you. Bill Cosby is known for NBC, NBC, NBC. And they've done wonderful jobs. And when you have a hit, and you have a hit, you stay on. But when your ratings go down, they don't care who you are, they drop you. I believe that I was unique. I'm not known for ABC. Yes, Bob Iger and I are very close, and I made him vice president because of my ratings, and then president of ABC, and today he's the CEO of Walt Disney, who is my best friend. But on NBC, I took NBC to prime time, 59 million homes, when I put Larry Holmes versus Marvis Frazier. That was high. And then, of course, I'm the only promoter that ever went to prime time. That was not twice, but three times. But more important, that I was with all those networks for over 30 years. Not because my name is Murad Muhammad, not because my wife says I'm a handsome man and I wear nice suits. It didn't mean any of that. If you can bring the ratings, as I've done with ABC and NBC and CBS and all the other networks, and when I'm able to do that, then I understood that the only reason why I was able to be significant because I produce. However, I never thought I would be on the radio. It was pretty much accidentally that I went on the radio, but I came on the radio, brothers and sisters, because when I retired from being out there around the world, traveled with Muhammad Ali for 12 years and been going on my own for over 30 years. I said I would take a rest. I got a call to come on Block Talk Radio, New Africa, with Brother Alfred. And I did it three times. He asked me. I came on three times. And his wife came to me and said, we went viral. Now, I knew what that means. It's just like being high ratings. And so I said, oh, that's good. And so one day I was calling in, couldn't get in. Called in, couldn't get in. Called in, couldn't get in. And then my people on Tuesday started calling me and said, well, who's that on your network? When are you coming back? I never thought I was off. So I called Block Talk Radio, New Africa Enterprise. We decided to say, hey, give me a show on Tuesday. They said, you got it. I said, how much would that cost? They said, no, you can't just do Tuesday. I said, what I have to do? You got to do 7 days. I said, okay, give me 7 days. They said, no, you got to do 52 weeks out of the year. 52 weeks out of the year on the radio? Not me. I brought the radio stations to me, over 150 of them, because I was trying to get the African Americans to see that this vehicle called boxing goes around the world. But they was Johnny come lately, so I had to deal with the Caucasians. They packed my place everywhere I went, was Madison Square Garden sold out, Kasika Fieldhouse sold out, the Staples Center sold out, going to Vegas took over, sold out. Went where no man would ever go. Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Oh, my name was all over the billboard. Why? Because I'm an asset. No one gets rid of an asset. They get rid of a burden. So I did the most impossible things that I enjoyed doing. But to come on the radio, I took it 52 weeks out of the year. Now I'm on the radio every day, every day, every day. I said, no, I got to share this. And I started sharing it with women and sharing it with men. And here we are, 7 years. 7 years. Who thought I would be on for 7 years? But I want to thank you all out there. I would love to say you all in El Islam. No, I'm talking about my Jewish community. I'm talking about my Hindu community. I'm talking about my Christians, who is the largest. And so, therefore, I was doing a Men Homes Plus. You get a letter. You don't know what's out there. I don't know who I'm talking to. But you get a letter. You have just went viral. Congratulations. You have just went viral. Congratulations. Then the third time, congratulations. So I said, whoa, I think I'll be able to do things that I never thought I was able to do. And that is, I love to speak. I love to talk to you. And I love to give back that which God has given to me. But I decide to go to calling call, free calling I had for over 15 years that I used to do all my press on the people that was not able to speak to my athletes. So I would do what we call free calling. They don't charge you one nickel. And I have to give credit to the gentleman that created. Matter of fact, he sent me a letter saying that because of COVID-19 that can I help him by asking the people to make a contribution. And that set me back to think about it. He said, I was taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that thought travels 25,000 miles per second. So I'm trying to figure him out. But when he said, you tell them all that if they can call in free. But if you have it, if they can help me. I told my niece, Salima, she said, what is that number so I can send the money in? And this is the way we ought to be in life itself, is to be able to become a community. We're not individuals. We're a community. Nobody likes an individual. Individual has no repercussion. But when you are a community, you can do anything you would like to do. And this is why this young lady that I heard and listened to her, who's been with the President of the United States, Obama, I felt so good listening to her. And this young lady was able to tell you what it is about voting. Now, I've always sent my money. I've never got in line, never pushed voting of any sort. Because when we were following Muhammad, we didn't do any of that. We had to grow to learn If you want your senator, you want your congressman, you want your governor, you want the president of the United States, you're going to have to vote. Well, we in the South, and even the farm brothers, we had to push them. So I, here in Jersey, I started pushing the brothers that have been around for 20 years. And I said, you're not going nowhere if you don't join the committee. There's 400,000 of us in the state of New Jersey. When you show up at 20 and 30, they just look at you. You mean nothing. It's insignificant. But out of 400,000, it's saying that we in Islam, we do not vote. That is a lie. Well, the young lady that I heard, I call her Adams, I said she impressed me because she is in public relations. Now, I have the best public relations in the country. I had to. In order for me to gross $117 million in 6 months, I had to have the best public relations. And my job, brothers and sisters, was get into the homes of our children. But Budweiser was on my ring. Budweiser was on my ring. And I just saying, and brothers used to come to me, how could you do boxing in the ring with the beer company? The beer company. I said, oh, my God, the beer company been around for 120 years. You can't just come in and get rid of them. But if I ever have a choice, if you give me a choice and I choose beer, then you should come after me. Until then, my hands in the lion's mouth, I can't yank it out. I just thank Allah that I am a part of this big league of the men that makes billions, billions. And so we shouldn't fear that. I surely don't, because Allah says his whole earth is spacious. His whole earth is spacious. So that means you can't get along in New Jersey, you go to New York. Can't get along in New York, you go to Philadelphia. Can't get along on the East Coast, you go to the West Coast. Can't get along in America, you go outside America. So I decide to walk in to Phil Knight. Who is Phil Knight? The owner of Nike. Mr. Phil Knight. Well, I'm honored. What you need? I said, no, I think you need me. Why would I need you? I said, you do. He said, you know how much money I made last year? I said, $4.5 billion. He said, yes. So why do I need you? I said, well, here's my number. If you come places, don't call me. That's the way I left. Call me next week. Came in. I said, yes, Bill, you need me, huh? What can I? Yeah, maybe I can. I said, what you want, Phil? He said, I want to introduce you to somebody. I said, what is your name? He said, Michael. Michael Jordan. I said, whoa, all children love to be like Mike. I don't follow basketball, Mike. Your name supersedes your character. I said, however, now I got your likeness, what can I do? Yes. I need you. Isn't that amazing? You want to give me Jordan Brand. My dream has just came true. I said, deal. He said, I said, what are you going to name it? He said, my name is Jordan Brand Nike. Good. Done. I'm going to have to pay you. Can't pay me, partner. So I launched Jordan Brand, and of course, he's a billionaire today. And I'm only saying that to you all that we don't have a clue who we are. Our ancestors prayed for us. Our ancestors suffered. Our ancestors went to hell, but they said to Allah, oh, Lord, we will suffer the bounds of suffering. We'll go through this hell, but take care of our offspring. That's what they prayed for, made a covenant with God, a contract with God. And brothers and sisters, today we are breaking that covenant. We are not fulfilling that dream. Now, I have to give credit where credit is due. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Allah be pleased with the Grand Paradise, he brought us and introduced us to Islam. I say Islam. We don't know nothing about El-Islam. It was Squad and MGT, and we worked and we did everything collectively. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, even Steven. Want for your brother that which you want for yourself. Pull yourself up for your own bill set. But do not like the devil. Now, I said this to my Jewish brothers, who are rabbis, are very pleased with me. Their families listen to me, but I tell them the truth. I said, Honorable Elijah Muhammad was not a racist, and nor did he teach us Islam. So you brothers say he was teaching shirk. Well, that's false, because he didn't teach Islam. What did he teach us? Wudu, clean up. You can't go to Allah unless you clean. So he had to take the liquor, the wine. Our brother, he had to take the pork out of us. He got to take this inferior complex. So he was smart. He was very smart. Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad. Today we call him the Master Elijah Muhammad. Why? He was a master to teach us that all white folks were devils. Now, he couldn't go into the woods with us and teach us which one was a poison snake and which one was not, a garden snake. He had time for that. So he said, all snakes are no good. Stay away from them. But what he did do is made us not feel inferior. Because I don't care how unintelligent you are, how intelligent you are, how rich you are, how broke you are, no one loves the devil. So therefore, he couldn't teach us. We didn't want to learn from him. We were studying, and we had this knowledge, and they said, where did you get it from? We got it from Sister Clara Muhammad School. That's the school we went to. And then when we come out of the eighth grade, we went to University of Islam. That's what we did. And so we became successful because we didn't buy their Christmas, we didn't buy their Easter, we didn't buy their Thanksgiving. Why, brother, we boycott companies like Nabisco. Hey, you was hurting our families in the 30s. You were killing our families in the 30s. We're not eating your food. So we had to change everything. And then he said, one after me will teach you your true religion. Whoa, who is this one? And then when he passed away, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed away, his son says, we have a divine mind that got me. A divine mind. And we have a divine mind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in charge. Not as a ruler, not as the leader or overseer. Because why? Our ancestors suffered for 400 years. So we know what it is to be oppressed. We know what it is to be suffering. We know what it is to be one-fifth of a human being. He said, no, you the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, follow the civilization, God of the universe, God of the universe. And so we begin to study. And today we say El Islam. Today we say Assalamu Alaikum. Today we understand we are part of 1,500,000,000 Muslims in the world. So what did Satan do? He knew this was going to happen. He separated us. He made our mothers and our fathers, because they were Christians, they were not a part of us. Our grandmothers, we call them coffers and all different types of names that you just learned and didn't even know what you was talking about. Matter of fact, they all read the Quran. They can't run this country without reading the Holy Quran. But in the Quran, it says, who's in charge? The man is in charge. The man's in charge. Yes, the man is in charge. Well, maybe we should get that man the hell out the house. And so here comes that man from overseas by way of boat, Willie Lynch. And when Willie Lynch landed, he even named city out there called Lynch City. Said, go bring me that big, strong black man. That 6 foot tall and lean and mean with no fat on, 140 pounds. He said, bring all the women out. All of them. And this is Willie Lynch in 1818. Said, bring them all out. He said, tie that man's hands behind his back. Put one leg to one horse, the other leg with another horse, tie that. And then tar and feather him and strike a match and send them horses the different direction. And when that woman saw that, they knew the man could not help them. And today, you teach your woman how to rule. You teach your woman to be in charge. And today, unconsciously, and I will give you the credit, unconsciously, as soon as you get angry with your husband, the first thing you say, get out. That's where he wanted. He said, we'll rule these niggas for another 1,000 years. So this ain't just happened that we separate. This is something they put in us. It came a part of us. While they stole our language, they stole our culture, they stole our dignity. My brothers and sisters, they took our God from us. And so we had to except, but look at us today, that we are doctors and lawyers and engineers. We are communicators. Look at us today. There's nothing we can't do and not master. Oh, they put us in the basketball team. We took it to another level. Put us in baseball. We took it to another level. We took us in sports. They say, let them have sports, but do not give them education. And if they get education, separate them. So we'll separate. Now we got Sunni, Muslim, Shiite, Muslims. They all separate. That is not the teaching of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Well, why? Because unity is the key. Why do we go to Juma? Or they say, oh, that's our holy day. No, it isn't. Every day is a holy day. The Jews like Saturday, Sabbath day, God's day, they call it. God only has one day. And the Christians got Sunday. And they say, we, the Muslims, got Friday. No, every day. So but why is Friday so important? If you're only but new, you will drop everything God said, rush to Juma, meaning you will come together as congregation all around the world on Friday. Everybody's making Juma prayer. What is the blessing? You're brand new. Anything you did Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when Friday come along, you are wiped with all that sin. Yes, we sin. But Allah says, if there's a group of people that will not sin, he will remove them from earth and place them with one more sin. Now, why would God do that? It's in the Holy Quran. He would do that, brothers and sisters, because you won't come to God until you're doing bad. You don't come to God until you get sick. And my God, don't let you be dying. All of a sudden, you know God. So we sin, and I am a sinful man. It's in me. God gave me permission to. But the difference is I beg him for forgiveness. And anytime you come to him to beg for forgiveness, he washes it all the way. So this myth that our father Adam sinned, put sin in the world? No, no, no. Well, Satan wants you to see it. Yes, he sinned, but what he put in the world, you can repent. That's the first thing he did, is repent. So I have to say this because the people that's listening, there could be millions out there. That's why I hook them in. I tell my niece, Salima, I'm going to make you laugh. Because that's what I do. I take that which is insignificant, magnify it to be significant, and I sell it to the world. And the reason I'm able to do that, I do it for our community. And the female is our community. When we go to Hajj, we take off all our clothes. We have nude going around that Kaaba, as long as our privacy is protected. But when you get there, out of fact, you got to put your culture back on. So we can learn from one another. But the women do not get undressed. Why? Because they did not curse the world. It's man who cursed the world. So this is why we have to make children. Now, sisters don't have to do nothing. Because every female, as Jesus said, yes, I quote Jesus and I quote the Injil because nothing's wrong with them. The word is there is your understanding. So Jesus said, simple. He said, I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to return. That's what he said. He's going to return. And who he left us with? His mother. His mother. The mother was one single individual called Mary. No. Every woman has listened to my voice. That's his mother. And yes, he'll return because out of that womb, here comes another Jesus. Not Jesus per se. Nobody left here ever came back. They're not coming back to this world. Why would they come back to this hell? You got to go through difficulties in this world to get where Jesus went, to get where Moses went. You have to be able to go through this trial and error, go through these difficulties, because God says first come difficulty, then come ease. So name all the prophets. I don't care how many. It could be 100. It could be 1,000. Name them all. You can. Name all the great men, the Dr. King and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Booker T. Washington. Name it in America. Name me. Name all the men. You can't come in here unless you come through that tunnel. Tell me she's not important. She sometimes don't know how important she is. He's very important because you can't be a human being if she flushed you down that toilet. But if she go through that 9 months of pain that we can't stand and can't have, and Allah didn't give us that burden, He gave it to the female. So the prophet was asked the question, who is the most important person in your life? He didn't even know her. He said, my mother. Who's the second? My mother. Who's the third? My mother. Who's the fourth? My father. The prophet is saying to us that our right man is our mother. That's the first mercy. Ar-Rahman. In our right hand is when you cut the navel cord and you realize that Allah created your mama. And because of that reason, you will know. So I say, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the world. We have to give credit to Allah, because if we don't give credit, none of this happens. Everybody know, all my Jewish brothers, my Italian brothers, my Irish brothers, they know I don't do nothing unless I say with God's name, the merciful benefactor and the merciful redeemer, and I ask Allah to govern my tongue. So we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank Him for the gift and His blessings of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant messenger of God, that father of that salute, that salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, that is mentioned in Injil, is mentioned in the Bible, the Old Testament, and is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speak the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth, and I bear witness openly that there is only one God, whose name is Allah, only means the God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessed be upon the Prophet, ascendants, and his companion. We say these things because when we greet the prophet, we greet all the prophets. We're not just greeting him. But see how merciful God is. We don't have to be redundant. We just say, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I'm going to open up my line, and I'm going to allow my assistant. She never thought she was going to be my assistant, but my beautiful niece. She's a perfect specimen of a female. That when she came in, my God, she was just fired up. She was energetic. And it was something that when I told her, it was given to her in the womb of her mother. And we say Allah, God, the Most High, and glorify is His name. And we say Muhammad, the prophet, he purified the believers. And so he could purify the believers that is coming into Islam. Islam is not compulsory to anyone. But if you're a Christian, the Quran say, be a good one. If you Jewish, be a good one. Oh, you Jews and Christians and Sabbaths, if you accept one God in the hereafter, there's no burden on you. So when our mothers didn't accept Islam, it's not compulsory. But my God, that they practice their religion strong. And they taught us all that they know. Now, Allah don't judge us from our deeds and our actions and our prayers. He judges you from your heart. Yes, I'll tell a woman in the way, I don't love you because how beautiful you are or how intelligent you are. I want to see your heart. And if I can see your heart, this is why when people pass away, brothers and sisters, we in love with the physical. And because you can't touch the physical anymore, you're sad, you grieve. But if you learn the internal organs of that female, and likewise with the female, with the man, when she learned that, oh, that stays with you forever. Because why? The flesh goes back into the grave, not that spirit that God has breathed into that flesh that brought it to life. That's gone. That's in the grave. There's no need for you standing over the grave. All you got to do is make a dua for the spirit that you feel. My mom is not here today, and I obey her. I say, my wife will say, why you do that? My mama taught me that. My mama taught me not to do that. And I said, look, right now, I'm speaking, and she ain't leave. She's always going to be with me to the day I die. That's the spirit. That's the matter. We are about physical. It's not about the physical. So I can't continue. I usually do 2 hours, my brothers and sisters, on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks. And because I've been with them for 7 years, I did not want them to feel bad that they were not able to interrupt me or question me. So I open up the line. And I open up the line because I joined them. That's why I was a little too late, because sometimes the connection, this is technology, it happens, but you never give up. You never give up. So now we're talking to the whole world out there. Like I tell Salima, I said, Salima, you're known around the world now. Around the world. She only been on about 6-7 times, but now she has her own show, which she never thought. Her and her sister. Now, whoever thought that I knew their parents so well? Her father was my mentor. Her father was the one who encouraged me to open up so many restaurants. I was only 17 years old. Yes, I had my own first restaurant at 16. And so I didn't patent it. I didn't know how to patent back then. Meal on the wheel. And we went and got trucks, me and Abdullah. And I was able to be successful when I got tired of working my hands. I wanted to work my mind and get a whole lot of hands to work with me. Not for me, work with me. I tell my employees, this is, you are your own independent boss, and you assist me. And the only way you will get, I'll get rid of you if you're no longer an asset. So if you're an asset, you would with me for a lifetime. In order to be an asset, you can't just think about yourself. You got to think about self and kind. And believe me, the sister who I want Salima to introduce to all of you, and I want you all to hear her resume, because I was very impressed. More important, she doesn't know the great asset that I'll be willing to offer to her, because that's what we need. We need women that goes out into the world and maintain their sanity and maintain their morals and maintain their respect in society. Those are the ones that Allah is behind. Morals are everything, brothers and sisters. And when I sent this out, I said to the people out there on Blog Talk Radio, what is good character? I'm talking about it. This is good character. But when I sent it out to the believers, I said, can you to believe without good character? Character is everything. It's not what you say and how you do it. Everybody want to know your character. And that character in the Quran is important to Allah. That you treat people like you would like to be treated, regardless how independent they are not, how unintelligent that they are. If that happens, and you treat them the way you came up when you didn't have the knowledge. And wow, Allah will allow you to soar. Salima, are you there, my beautiful specimen of a human being, my sister that I love so well? I'm quite sure I should thank your husband for you able to spend so much time with me on the air. Are you there?
As-salamu alaykum. I am here. Thank you so much.
I listened to your show. It was an excellent show. And I took it and played it on Monday so my people in Blog Talk Radio can hear the show. And I was going to use her name, but I didn't ask her to tell that same young lady will be on tonight to question me. And I, you know me, I love to, anybody ask me, and I'm not, so far I've been asking all these questions that's been asked to me for the last, we are going on our ninth from time being on the calling card, but I'm not, always say, Salima, that that computer they made was made after the brain of the human being. So we got a hard drive. And when you read, you put that in your subconscious mind, but then you put it in your hard drive. So sometimes I don't know what I'm going to say, but when I say Bismillah, I don't say no more, and Allah brings it up and I can read it in my conscious and bring it to my, I'm sorry, in my subconscious and bring it to my conscious. And then that's how I'm able to answer questions because I read. That's what I do. But that's one thing to read, and it's one thing to have the knowledge. Wisdom. I've been in 200 foreign countries. That's wisdom. Now, visiting them countries is what gives you the understanding that, whoa, I love that I'm American. Be so kind to introduce our guest.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum to you and the listening audience. I am so excited we have today Sister Jamia Adams. And it was love at first sight. Sister Jamia is a specialist in the election process. I'm going to give a brief overview of her background. She belonged to the Nation of Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, she and her family, under Temple No. 26, San Francisco, Fillmore District, and later reconnected with the Imam Mu'azzin Muhammad Ummah. Sister Jamia received her undergraduate degree from San Francisco University in broadcast, communication, and video production, and a master's of professional writing degree from the University of Southern California. It was Washington, D.C., where Sister Jamia moved to be a part and work for the first African-American president, Barack Obama. Sister Jamia, I would like to welcome you to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Salima and Brother Murad. I really appreciate the invitation.
Well, Sister Jamia, if you would, oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Murad.
No, go ahead.
Sister Jamia, I was just going to say, if you can just give a little brief synopsis of, you know, the election process and why this particular election is so crucial.
Most definitely, Sister Salima. First and foremost, I just want to thank all the listeners and for you both inviting me to be on the show and speak about this election process. We are calling this an election season. October 5th, which was Monday, was the deadline for voter registration in many states. You can still register to vote in others in states. If you look at your deadline via a website, vote.org, you can check to see when is the voter registration day deadline for your particular state. I want to encourage the listening audience to first and foremost get your friends and families, make sure that they are registered, make sure that they have the information that they needed. We are in the midst of a global pandemic, and because of that, there are certain dangers of being out and getting yourself exposed to the community that we didn't have before. And so some of the mechanisms that have been put in place have been vote by mail and absentee ballots. So again, going to vote.org, you can check your state's requirements for vote-by-mail ballots, for absentee ballots, and whatnot. I also want to speak about early voting. There is early voting in person available now in many states. North Carolina is having their early voting in-person locations where you can go and vote in person. I encourage community members who are in these states that have in-person vote mechanisms to do so, and of course, you know, protect yourself by wearing your PPE and your mask and making sure to social distance where possible, because we all know that COVID is real. And then second to that, November 3rd is Election Day. And Election Day is going to require a lot of sweat equity and a lot of community members working as poll workers, as volunteers, to make sure that our communities vote and making sure that this process is democratic, that this process is fair, and that this process is moved along as it should be. So because, as I mentioned before, we all know this, that we are in a global pandemic, I just want to encourage young people and our folks who are healthy and able to do so to sign up to be a poll worker. I just think that we traditionally have a lot of our elders in the community who work in the polling stations on Election Day, and that's fine and whatnot, but we may have a dearth of staff because of the risk to our elders from this virus. And so it's key that we do our due diligence and sign up. I am signed up to be a poll worker in my state of California, and I just want to encourage those who can to do so, and of course, protect yourself while doing that if the deadline hasn't passed. Both our former First Lady, Michelle Obama, and other African-American celebrities like LeBron James have put together different programs for poll watching, for poll workers, as well as for registering to vote and getting all of your voting information. And I encourage us to participate, and not just to participate because this is a presidential election, but participate because of the local issues that are on the ballot in your particular communities. These local issues impact our daily lives, and it's key that we participate and demonstrate our voice on these issues. And so that's the overview that I'll give for now, and just see if you have any questions that you wanted to ask.
Well, Salima, I thought that she has a wonderful experience. And the experience I would like to ask you, now keep in mind, everyone asks me a question, and you can too. I want to ask you a question which I was very impressed with, is your communication. Salima will tell you, and my viewing audience would tell you, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity that we don't communicate. And today you're losing family members because of their home with their wife, they have nowhere to go. And usually you get up in the morning, you go on, you work, you come back, you see your wife, you're happy. Go up and go to sleep, and wake up and go to sleep. They're divorcing each other. The men are abusing the females, and it's amazing that we cannot communicate. So it's not just voting. It's about us understanding why I have you on the show, because I believe that you have a gift. Voting is a necessity also. It's not a luxury. It's because, yes, I can tell you the man is running for the Democrats. He got problems. We all got problems. But you have to weigh the problems. That's what Allah does to us. Your good must outweigh your bad. If you got 51% and you got 49% of sin, you just made it to paradise. So we can't judge everybody. You can't judge nobody. You didn't create yourself, so you can't judge it. We are down to, are you going to use the right hand or the left hand? You got two hands. If you didn't, you wouldn't be able to use one. So your communication and being with Obama and I heard you say something very profound, and that is that he Obama went to the minorities as far as finance is concerned. He didn't try to get these hundreds of thousands or these millions of dollars. And because he went to the people that can afford it, whether it's $5 or $10, you got to understand there's over 40 million. Just do the math. And that's all we need. This is something that I preach. So tell me about your communication, what allowed you to go into communication, important you end up being in the midst of the first African-American. I say African-American, he's born here. African-American president of the United States. Never happened before.
Yes, most definitely, Brother Murad. I came from a family where I was encouraged to use my voice. And like Sister Salima said in the introduction, I was raised in a Muslim family. And what we watched on television most times was the news and educational programming. And my parents often talked about politics and our just ideas about really participating in this democracy. You know, you spoke about the lesson of in NOI, you know, we didn't participate in the democratic process. That was not part of the first part of this. We were working on ourselves first, and then we went out into the community. At least that's how I've interpreted it. And I knew that as a second generation, it was really key that I participate and that I go in and give this perspective about Black people and talk about my community and the needs there. I was given an opportunity to work for President Obama through my work in California doing training around digital media. In 2006, 2007, digital media and digital organizing was very in its infancy. And so I participated in a number of trainings, and those people were connected to then Senator Barack Obama and eventually went and worked on his campaign. And so I was able to observe and learn, which as a student, and I believe as long as you are living, you are students, as long as Allah allows us to, you know, continue to be on this earth, it is an opportunity for us to learn. And so I saw this new technology, this new way of really speaking and spreading information in a democratized way, in a free way. I wanted to be a part of it. And so I studied it and started really from the beginning as volunteering as a secretary for the Los Angeles office of then-Senator Barack Obama's campaign, and then just really was able to learn about campaigning and learning about the digital piece. And then from there, I went on to work in Washington, D.C., and work for the Democratic Party, and was able to write and really disseminate the president's policies to different constituencies, Women for Obama, Veterans for Obama, Latinos for Obama, African Americans for Obama, and really talk about how these policies impacted the daily lives of these different communities. Because information is golden, and sometimes our different communities don't have this information. And that's part of what I did through my blog writing, through my video producing, and creating different pieces for these different constituencies. I created one of the first African American Black History Month video series. I did a Hispanic Heritage Month video series. And all of these were pieces that I was able to bring that unique voice to the Democratic Party. And I just want to encourage all of the
Abdullah
people
Mohammed
out there
listening,
including the young people, most particularly the young people listening, to take these opportunities to learn and to really push for your perspective, even if you're the only one saying what you're saying. Oftentimes, I would come up with ideas, and we had never done these things before. But I presented these ideas to my colleagues, and they were accepted because we have good work ethic and we understand, and we've been taught as students to really understand how to do a good product and put it together. And I come from a line of storytellers, you know, of storytellers from my grandmother, from my grandfather, and from both sides of my family from Louisiana. And we understand how important it is for us to tell our own stories. When you do not tell your own story, someone tells that story for you. So that's really how I push my work forward, working for the first president of the United States.
Well,
the first black president of the United States, I should say.
I think that's very unique. I want to do this. Samad, you're there, and you've been on. You have a right to ask me a question, as you've been doing. But you also have a right to ask her a question, if you see fit. I do know Belinda is out there, and she's a very, very successful female. So I want you, I'm setting a precedent for tonight. So if you decide, you can ask me anything, but you also can ask her. She'd be willing to see if she can answer your question. You there, Samad?
Yeah, I'm here. Assalamu alaikum.
What are you guys,
Yeah, I didn't believe Belinda was telling me that you could vote before the date comes. And she went and voted. I said, how do you do that? You can't vote yet until November. She said, no, I voted already. But I guess she was right. The sister said that you could go and vote ahead of time. Some states do allow that. She's in Virginia, so maybe that's why she was able to do it. My question for you was, we were debating the other night about something you mentioned today about the Jumpman, the Jordan brand. It's funny question I got to ask. You talk about it, but what the question was, that the Jumpman is, one brother said, Ray was saying the Jumpman in the early 70s and 80s, you had nothing in the ring. He said in the late 80s, he said in the 90s, you had the Budweiser. And in 2000, you had the Jumpman. And he said when the Jumpman came out, it wasn't that big. Nobody knew about the Jordan brand. But you had it in the ring at the early stages when Jordan brand first came out. But the debate was, did you have the Jumpman, did you have Budweiser? Because I was saying, I don't think my brother promoted Budweiser unless he did. I know you did fights with Don King and Aram, and maybe that's why Budweiser was in the ring. But the only thing I remember was nothing in the ring in the early stages and Jordan brand. I don't remember Budweiser. The question is, did you promote Budweiser? Or was that only with King and Aaron?
No, Budweiser was the king of beer. And beer was the biggest thing in the boxing world. So I inherited. I didn't promote it. I inherited. It had to be on the ring. Because Budweiser,
so you had to do it. So you had to do it. You did
right.
Do it. Okay,
yes.
Good.
And I used to send notes out. If you're alcohol, don't watch it. But forget what's in the ring. The fighters was able to dominate. You only saw a Budweiser if you fell or you got knocked down. Nevertheless, it's a good question because I was bombarded by that question. So you couldn't get rid of them. They get rid of you first. They paying seven figures. But I've always prayed to Allah that I can have a choice. You have a choice. We're the only person in the history of this world has a choice. The birds don't have a choice. The animals do not have a choice. The sun, the moon, the stars don't have a choice. Nor do the angel. The angel does not have a choice. We, the only one, can accept God or reject him. That's why Satan don't like us. Because Satan does not reject God. He rejects us, but he don't reject God. So we have to have choices. I didn't have a choice. But when I land Jordan Brand, now I got a choice. And if Jordan Brand would pay me less than Budweiser, I would have still picked Jordan Brand. But Jordan Brand paid me more, much more. However, that's when they became popular because I televised in every country, 200 foreign countries. I come into their bedrooms. I come into their living rooms. And so I can talk. I talk to China, and over 100,000 people listen to me. And I ain't never been to China, but China knows about it. If you take your phone and put it on mute, we won't hear the background. Also, this was when Rabbi Abraham Israel, he called and said, Marad, you known in Israel? I didn't know I was known in Israel. He said, but they don't believe that I know you. And I said, you're kidding. He said, now, you don't speak English too well, but I'm going to put him on the phone. So when he came on the phone, he said, Marad Muhammad, Marad Muhammad. I said, yes. Alhamdulillah. I was shocked. Alhamdulillah. So he says, do you know Abraham? I say, he's my brother. Mashallah, mashallah. I said, whoa, is this guy Jewish or what? He was Jewish. Go to show you, they know the language. So he got off and he said, thank you, Marad. So I just promoted Samad to have a good name. It wasn't money. Money came, sure. And I held billions of dollars, yes. But my job was to build a name. Honorable Muhammad said, good name is better than gold. So I wanted a good name. Couldn't be Muhammad Ali. I didn't box. And I sure couldn't. I wasn't asked for autographs. But today, I got people in all walks of life, around the world, want to have my autograph. Well, I don't do that because I'm big-headed. I do that to do what I'm doing now. You're supposed to come back and give back to the community because it's the only world out there being rich. But the key is, and this young lady will tell you, the key in this world is morals. If you ain't got morals, they got you. So you have to have morals. You can't let them trick you. You can't play their game. And but you got to have good character. Those two go together. And this is what Allah is pleased with you. Anything good is already written. You just got to go get it. You don't work for it because he says first come difficulties and then comes ease. That's the answer to that question. Now, I'm going to tell you what you asked, which was so important. And she can bring it to another level. You just said you did not even know that you can vote ahead of time. So you see how many of us is without knowledge, without understanding, no communication. And I think this is why I use this vehicle, because this is the only vehicle we have. They brought up all the other vehicles that we can't use. Everybody sold out, and, of course, they needed the money. If you ask for $1 million for your station, you got it. So when they walk past you, they laugh. That's all he wanted. Well, they sold BET. They sold for 3 years. They laughed because they knew to take BET and put commercials in. So they're making billions, so we don't own it anymore. And these things happen. But maybe my sister can answer that question, why you all should tell the people you can vote now. And she just said, if I recollect, that in that part of the state, it's over. But not the rest of the states. So I guess that's a good question. So let's turn it over to her and see if my sister can take it a little further. Go right ahead, my beautiful sister. Are you there? Oh, maybe she left. Salima?
I think you lost it.
What's your second question?
Second question is, I've been watching my Green Bay Packers. I've been a Green Bay Packers fan since 1965. And I watched the game last night. And one of the linebackers, his last name is Smith, he sacked the quarterback. and every time he does a sack, he has something on his shirt. So he sacks the quarterback, he lifts his shirt up, and on his T-shirt it says, "Rest in peace, Brittany Taylor." The commentator said nothing after that, after he did that. But before that, let me go back. Beginning of the season, maybe about 4 weeks ago, first week of the season, he sacked the quarterback, lifted up his shirt, and said, "Happy birthday to this old," she was 99 years old, white lady that she has stocks in Green Bay. Green Bay is the only team in the NFL that the town owns the team. Every other team in the NFL, they got owners. But Green Bay, the town owns the team. This lady been owning stock for Green Bay for years. And he said, "Happy birthday to her." And the comment said, "Well," he said, "happy birthday to so-and-so. She's 99 years old today." But when he did that last night, well, what's her name? They said nothing. Now, one of my friends called me right away. He said, "Man, maybe they were scared because maybe they were scared to lose their job." So, man, that's crap, scared to lose their job. But my question to you is, why do you think they didn't say nothing when he pulled his shirt up and said, "Rest in peace, Brittany Taylor"? They said nothing.
Well, let me tell you this. Your friend is right. I will pretty much go with they were fearful. They don't want to lose their job because they don't want to get hung up. They got to pay their mortgage. They got to pay their fees for their children to go to school. They got to eat. So I believe he's correct. But allow me to say this. To show you Allah's God, all these fights. Now, keep in mind, I did over 1,000 fights on these networks. But I watch them on YouTube. You won't even know it's me. Matter of fact, I got pictures of my fights. And you can see my twins, not Eli and Salome. The other one, we call them the small twins, even though they tall. And Keith and Kevin, they are every picture there is. And they said, "Where are you, Murad?" I said, "I'm in there. It's my fight. Got to be in there." But it doesn't matter to me. That doesn't matter because you can't do a fight and not name me. Then I saw a fight, and you saw Don King. And it said, "From Don King." I don't bother them. See, Don King is a part of them. Even though they don't like him, he lives that life. I don't live that life. But when the fight was going off, they had to bring the fighters together, and I'm standing right there. "Oh, there goes Moran. I'm the promoter. I created the event." So they know who to push and who not to push. Doesn't matter to me. All I want to know is the fight happened. Name, I'm free. And when it's over, everybody say, "Oh, man, that was a great event." So this is what they do to us. I give you a very good example. Jay-Z and Tina Turner and Puffy, and you can name them all. And these men collectively, if you name them all on that level, you're talking about 3B. Now, that ain't just 3 billion this year. Let's take 10 years. What have they put in their community? When you go in these schools, and I go in a lot of them, the walls are dirty. The paint is falling off. I mean, you don't even clean up what we have. The buildings, because outside is brick. If they gutted them schools and made them pretty for our children, they would learn. The summertime, there's no air conditioning, and you're lucky you get heat in the wintertime. Well, you got to, because then the teachers will complain. So this is design. This is all design. So we cannot progress, but we don't see it. We just see ourselves and our immediate family. You know, you say to people, and I do it all the time, I say, "Hey, take this, man. And sell them $100. Oh, you don't have $100. Oh, yes, they have $100, but they want to buy a brand new car. They want to go here. They want to gamble. They want to do something, but they don't give. But if they always taught a lesson, I guarantee you, I want you all that listen to me, do me a favor. Whether it's your aunt, whether it's your uncle, because you know your children, anybody's children come to your house and say, do you believe in angels? They're going to say yes, because every mother teaches. Where is the angel? They're not going to tell you. They don't know where the angel is. They don't see them. So no one told them that there's an angel on your right shoulder and there's an angel on your left shoulder. You kidding. Well, if you didn't teach that when they was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, very difficult to give it to them now. But yet, you got to plant the seed. So who are these angels on your shoulder? The angel on the right tells you, don't do that. But you ignore it. Don't do that. You ignore it. 5 more times. Don't do that. You ignore it. The angel shut down. You have no one now telling you what you should do. Now you say it. Everybody says it. Something told me not to do that. But the angel on the left, he's the one that takes you to hell. He writes everything you have done. Those old sayings, what's in the dark will come to the light. To the light, if it comes to the light, you're embarrassed. But you better hope you can get it off before you die. Because you can erase it, just repent, meaning beg for forgiveness. And Allah will erase it like it's clean. But in America, they know that, called sponge. I'm going to sponge your history when you was young, so nobody can see it. From them and God himself, God is not going to unsponge you. They just did it to Bill Cosby. They unsponged it, Samad, and he's doing 10 years where people don't even get a year in jail. This is what they do to us, but we don't wake up to realize nobody cares about the individual. So I use this phrase or this metaphor. If you are a group of lambs, or you can be horses, if you're running in a pack, there's no hyena, no tiger, no lion that's coming after you. Too many of you, they'll trample. But go astray by yourself. That's their food. That's they're going to eat. So they're going to get that one. And that's the way it is in life. When you're an individual, nobody cares. Nobody comes to your funeral. Why? No one, you don't care. So we have to be a community. And I reiterate, that's why we come to Juma. Because the whole congregation come out, can't make it to your janazah or your funeral, they make a dua. For Allah, bless Murad. To get to heaven, separate his sins for his goodness, and grant him paradise. All over the country, someone's making a dua for you. Whoa, that pleases God. That means you did something good. So, yes, you're going to have that because they are the commentators, and they are ruled by money, and they can't afford to lose, so they have to not say anything fearful. If they say something harmful to the athlete, 1 million people coming against them. If they say something good, then their boss comes down on them. But you can't fault them. It's just what goes on. That's my humble opinion. Anything else?
Thank you, Rob.
Abdullah, I heard you come in. Are you there, Abdullah?
Yes, I just wanted to listen. I'm extremely exhausted. I don't know. I just wanted to mention that I'm still supporting the radio program by calling in, and I just want to listen for the remainder of this program if you and the audience don't mind.
Well, I would say, listen, you are someone that we all should take a page out of your book because you help so many people. But to go to our seniors, and go to our seniors and look at their land and their grass, how ugly it is because they're too sick to come outside to do anything, to go in there and just fix it up and don't charge them one nickel. It's a hum to the law, a little bit out of me. And, of course, you learned that growing up with the Honorable Muhammad, your family was raised in the religion. So you know it's in our nature to want to give. So that's why when I hear you come on, if I am able to allow you to speak, I love people like yourself to speak, and that's okay. It's good to listen. And that's what we have to learn is how to listen. I listen all my life.
Right.
I listen, and I listen to anything, just like the sister Alan just left off. That sister had a lot to say. I listen, because
right.
I don't know about politics. If I had to be behind someone in politics, she would be the one, because she.
I appreciate the compliment.
Thank you.
And you know, we I've known you for many years, and we never were stingy because we was taught to give. And what saddens me is when I go to different Islamic events, whether it's Jumu'ah or whatever, and when they come to leave and the brother's standing there and we don't even drop $5 bill or $10 bill in the basket. Like the Imam Kareem said, the one from that taught the Jumu'ah, I think it was last Friday in Patterson, he said we shouldn't even have to be asked to give. We see the need, we ought to just give. Why do we have to be asked? See, the problem a lot of us have is that we just stingy. We just stingy. We don't even want to. I'm not talking about no dollar, because you know, you can't even buy a pack of bubblegum basically for a dollar. I'm talking about giving. That's $20. We drink Dunkin' Donut coffee and Starbucks at $7 a cup. But after Jumu'ah and these Islamic events, when it's time for zakat or charity, they don't want to reach in their pocket and give a quarter. That's sad, and it bothers me, because what are we giving our money to them, Iraq?
What
are we giving our money to?
We're giving it to the man that oppressed us. But let me say this to you, why you're so correct. You know what disturbs me? And I say it to all of them out there. I feel for them. They're going to be questioned. They don't believe they're going to be questioned on the final day of judgment. And this is why it says in the Holy Quran, there's so many of them begging Allah to send them back here so they can do it all over again. They didn't know it was that easy. And so therefore, the reason we are who we are is because we stopped giving. When we was with the Honorable Muhammad, we had no jobs. We had our own businesses. We didn't have nobody giving us money from the bank. We came together collectively. So we had planes in the sky. We had land. We had coming over from Peru, the fish. We had everything. But the reason why everybody sent money for every city to Chicago. And this sister that just got off, Adam, she said that Obama decided to go to the people that only had $5. They thought he was crazy. That's what put him in office. And all those people have came together, like I said, 40 million, multiplied by $5. Some gave 10. So this is simple math. Now, Salima said something, I think, Tim, I've been preaching that for years. All I want is a dollar. There's 3 million Muslims, I'm talking about loyal. There's many more. 3 million Muslims in America, and we can't get a dollar. If we just gave a dollar, but if you do give a dollar, who they give it to? Here come a foreigner. He wants to be over. There come a banker. He wants to be over it. That don't make any sense to me. Give it to the one that handled billions, and never stole a nickel. And surely it was none of our money. That's why I said to Minister Louis Farrakhan, I said, if we will come together for economics, the one brother says, are we just coming from economics? I said, no, we all got something in common regardless who you follow. He said, what's that? We broke. As a community, we are broke. So we come together collectively. So now we got 3 million. So one city needs 3 million tomorrow. You don't have a dollar, something wrong with you. You don't have $5, something wrong with you. You don't have $10, and don't give $100. Don't give $100. 3 million. Just do the math. Just a simple common sense. And forget money. Forget money. I learned the rating game. Let any one of us got any type of talent, and they give you a show on national TV. If you can show them 3 million people watching that show, you're on forever. You just hit high ratings. And that's why they'll keep you, because they make high money because you have a rating. Now, let's say they want to take you off, Abdullah.
Uh-huh.
I would tell everybody, don't tweet us. Don't text. Don't email. Or you're going to break the machine down. But put that 70 cents. Make sure it's Harriet Tubman, so you know it's coming from us. Put that stamp on there and mail those 3 letters into the network. Now, they got to come in with trucks load to deliver the mail. What the hell just happened? And all say, hell no, we're not taking it anymore. Like the like the show that came out called the Network. So what I'm saying is we don't have to talk anymore. Now you have Black Lives Matter. So I'm going to introduce you to something that all y'all don't know. Black Lives Matter with the powers of B as playing a game. Yes, my sisters did the right thing. Money and what they are doing and how they're doing is coming from 2 power sources. One, say, oh, you're not going to give me what I want? I'm joining Black Power. I'm going to get behind Black Lives Matter, and I'm going to put my money behind it, and I'm going to show them how to come against you in these courtrooms. Don't think it's just us. We don't have that ability. Simple common sense tell you that's someone else using us to get what they want. But this is what they've been doing all the time. Ooh, the day they feed us, the day they say it's halal, we don't have an idea if it's halal. We don't even know where it came from. Today, they got our bean cried. What do we have? You think it will wake us up? Because I always say it's like real estate. My Jewish brothers taught me when real estate go down, buy all you can buy because it's coming back up. So y'all think we're going to be stuck with COVID-19? I don't think so. Whether 6 months from now, it's coming back. So are you playing what? To go back doing what you were doing? Or to come together, because we got a lot of time, to come together and communicate. We can put anybody we want in office. If that sister told us, how many you got, Mara? I got 5 million. Put 5 million as no way can Donald Trump win. Why? I got 5 million. They're all Islamic, but they all come in to vote. But 5 million, no 10 people. Do the math. So he can't beat us. But if we're independent and we're separated and we don't have this, we don't have that, and more, 90% of them that's in position do not like us. They call themselves Democrats, and they call themselves Republicans. And they win, whoever wins, I only get a half of a piece of one third. But when they win, it flips. So they don't lose. We lose. We lose, Abdullah. Anyway, that's my whole opinion. Who else out there? Anyone else need to come in? Going once?
Uncle Murad, this is Salima. Let me say a few things. Sister Jamia just communicated to me that she's on the phone with the State of California Governor's Office, and that is the reason she had to leave.
No problem.
Murad, let me answer your question on the different ballot types in the various states. There's the mail-in ballot, and we have that here in the state of Arizona. And this is why there was so much controversy around the USPS, the United States Post Office, because the general was getting rid of the automatic sorting machine, which would then slow up that voting process for the mail-in ballots before Election Day. The other voting process, early voting in various states. I know the state of Georgia currently has early voting, so the polls are open now, and individuals are physically able to go to those polls and vote prior to Election Day. So I would suggest to the listening audience, as Sister Jamia stated, go on your state voting website. It will give you the various processes that are allowed in your given state and the deadlines for processing your vote, other than physical Election Day. I also wanted to state that this is important. Sister Fitra introduced me to Sister Jamia on Friday night past and asked her if she would be interested in doing the show, and she immediately replied. So I want to thank both of them again. And Samad, I hope that answered your question. Thank you very much.
I think that was excellent, because if we can say this every time we all get on the show, people don't know that they can vote, like me. I would prefer to vote tomorrow. In this way, they can't get us on the day that everybody's in line. So we can pass that is to find out, and I know there's a lot of people that knows about voting here, but they're not pushing it because they don't have a vehicle to do so. So that's a great thing that you just said that needs to be done. However, we, Salima, as I said to you and your sister, this is why we need this. My show should be packed with people like yourself, whether they're females or male, and they should be fighting trying to get out. We may have to break it down to a half, and now we got so many. But if we got this type of communication, we springboard, we'll have our own communication, which Minister Farrakhan has done, but they shut him down. But he had good science and technology that came back, and he went back up. So they do this to us because they don't want us to be informed. So it's good that you mentioned. I'm quite sure that Samad is very pleased with the idea that we are doing that. Brothers, sisters, this is going to pretty much end our show. We got about another minute or two. And I want to say to all of you out there is that this will have a little kink, because we are trying to bring various different things, because my station, Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Action Enterprise, Murad Speaks, we don't allow no one to interrupt us. did it for 7 years. And I felt that the people out there is more informed. I'm quite sure the people out there is not more informed when it comes to voting. And I think when we get this close or prior, we should educate them. If I got the audience should know what Samar just learned. If he had not came on the station, he would not be able to understand that he can vote. Now, just think about what he said, which the normal person like myself, because that person in a different state made that statement. He believed, yes, that works in your statement, but it doesn't work in mine. That's not true. And if we would have started earlier, they wouldn't have been able to shut down certain states that they are shutting down. But it's okay. I don't care if you got to stand in line for 5 hours, 10 hours. This is not just about us as senior citizens. This is not just us that is middle-aged. This is for our children. Our children are the ones going to suffer. We got one foot in the grave, our senior citizens, and one out. But our children are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and we have to do it for them if you don't want to do it for yourself. And if you don't have any children, then you have to do it for those who have children, because they are children too. They are a community. And this helps our school teachers, because our school teachers don't get paid. My dream is to create our own curriculum, and the best teacher, if you're better than the best and you're excellent, you can get $200,000. So that's a lot of money. That's good money. Well, you can believe them teachers will be there, door to open to 8, they'll be there at 6. Because why? They're being paid for what they deserve to have. We can do it. Now, if I open the school and it's just for North, it may not happen. But it's not just North. We build our own banks. We put our own money in our bank that we're over to. For sure, you got to get some of the best. And we're not saying the best is not Caucasian. There will be some Caucasian. There will be some Italian. There will be some Irishmen. There will whoever's qualified, bona fide. We don't care about the color of your skin, your nationality. We just want to know that you got moral decency and you're transparent. You got honesty and integrity. That's all we ask for. And watch us grow overnight. Watch the billionaires, some trillionaires around the world will match you because you're struggling to try to do good. And brothers and sisters, I thank all of you from the bottom of my heart, if in fact that I said anything to hurt anyone out there, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. If I did anything that was not right to say, I made a mistake, I say, subhanAllah, God is the best knower. But if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen of a future, your nature in which you was created, stand up in your obedience, stand up in your consciousness, stand up in your faith in God. That's your taqwa. Don't give me credit for any of that. Give that to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name. And I greet you from our father, our biological father, Adam, the first prophet, for him, the father of all nationalities and all nations. He's not our biological father. He's the son of Adam. He's talking about the intellectual mind and your faith in God. And I greet you from Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. Jesus submit to the will of God, and he came here to do God's work. And I see that I'll be with you all and govern you from paradise. All from goodness and separation. All that prayers, peace be upon you.
Thank you.